Hey you guys, what's going on? This is Courtney, and today you're going to listen to my daily rant. Okay, so I'm going to rant about, does college still matter? I know a couple of you are probably saying, yes, college does matter. There's no way I'm going to graduate from high school and be completely broke. But think about it. How many people do you know that you see in TV and magazines and tabloids and that same thing as magazines, but all that stuff that you see out there in grocery stores, on newsstands or whatever. Think about it. How many of those people actually went to college? Now think about your wallet. Think about how much money is in your wallet. Think about how much money is gonna be in your wallet after you graduate. Now think about, is that amount of money gonna be the same amount of money that people who are famous have in their wallet compared to yours? Just think about it. No, I'm gonna be the first person to tell you, no, it's not. Like, they're richer than you, hands down. I mean, that's just what it is. I'm not gonna try to discourage anyone from dropping out or quitting college, but there are people out there who did not go to school and they are perfectly fine, and I'm gonna be the first person to tell you. I'm jealous, it's not fair. So I did a little bit of research and I compiled a couple of people who didn't go to school and they're doing perfectly fine. So person number one, Kim Kardashian, little slut. I mean, I'm just gonna call it how it is. I love Kim Kardashian. I like her clothes, I like her hair, I like her reality shows. I mean, she's a cool person. She seems really fun to hang out with, aside from her being a crybaby all the time. But she seems really cool. I like Kim Kardashian's style. She's great. But when you think about it, Kim, she's, you know, sexually explorative, to say the least. And if that's all you have to do to be rich, make a sex tape, what the hell am I doing in college? It's not fair. Like, I'm a little upset about it. Like, it's not fair. Kim Kardashian makes more money than everyone sitting around you right now. That's just what it is. She has perfume, she has endorsements for shoes that's on your butt and it doesn't work. I saw reports on that. Like, she has, you know, all this stuff going on, TV shows and advertisements everywhere. Every time you switch the TV channel, she's on your TV. But does she go to college? No. Is she making more money than me and you put together? Yes. Is it fair? Hell no, it's not fair. And I'm upset about it. I'm not upset, I'm jealous. That's just how I feel. It's not fair. Kim Kardashian makes more money and, you know, she didn't go to college. There was a report, I searched did a little bit of research. There was a report saying that she did go to college, but she dropped out because she secretly got engaged when she was 19 and she never finished. Supposedly she went to Santa Monica College in California. Yeah, I don't know how true that is, but that's what reports say. Okay, another person, Mary Kay Ash. Mary Kay, pretty much. The lady who makes the makeup. And, you know, those people who sell you makeup through her little catalogs and stuff like that. That's Mary Kay. Mary Kay. She started in Dallas, Texas. Rich. She's rich. Never been to college. Nothing like that. Rich. For no reason. Okay. I did some research in Fortune magazine. They did a study and it said she was one of the 100. She had one of the 100 best companies to work for in America. And one of the 10 best companies for women. She made makeup. What am I doing? What am I doing with my life? I don't know what I'm doing right now. But she made makeup. She was probably in the kitchen, just throwing stuff together in a bowl, putting it on your face. I don't know what the hell she was doing. But I know that she makes more money, and her grandkids are going to still see some of that money years from now. And hopefully I can be on her level, because it's not fair. Like, it's not fair. I'm jealous of Mary Kay Ash and her wealth. Halle Berry. Halle Berry is a freaking Oscar-winning actress. Let me tell you, in 2006, guess how much money she made? More than how much our loans are gonna be when we get ready to pay it all back, pretty much. In 2006, she made $16 million that year. So after high school, I'm gonna tell you what she did. This is what I should've did, probably. After high school, she packed her stuff and she moved straight to Chicago to pursue modeling and acting. And it worked, obviously, because in 2006, she made $60 million. I don't have $60 million. So, did I do the wrong thing? I don't know what I did wrong, but maybe I should have packed my stuff and went to Chicago. Because I don't have $60 million yet. Hopefully one day I will, with this college degree that I'm earning. Another person, Bill Gates, of course. Bill Gates dropped out of college. In 2009, Forbes reported that Gates' net worth was $40 billion. I'm going to say it one more time. $40 billion. This man is rich. It's not fair. Like, you dropped out, and it's not fair. I struggle day by day. Wake up, put my clothes on, do my homework, all that jazz. And I don't have $40 billion. But he just decided he wanted to go ahead and drop out. Oh, I think I'm good. I'm going to drop out. Let's see what happens. Now he makes $40 billion. What am I doing with my life? Okay, another person. And I didn't even notice until I was deep into my research. Rachel Ray. Yes, I said Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray, the woman who cooks on Food Network and has best-selling cookbooks. Here's a little bit on Rachel Ray. And I'm jealous of her too, and her will. Rachel Ray has not had any formal culinary training at all, including college. She had no formal culinary training, and she has no college education. But she does have several cooking shows on Food Network, a talk show on NBC, several New York Times best-selling cookbooks, and her own magazine. What the hell am I doing with my life? It's not fair. Like, she got her start teaching cooking classes to customers at a gourmet market in Albany, New York. The classes show customers how to cook meals in 30 minutes or less, which she gets her show 30 minute meals in 30, I don't know, whatever it's called, 30 second minute, 30 meal, you know what the show is, whatever. She makes $18 million a year. $18 million a year. I'm not living right now. This woman makes $18 million a year. I cook every single day and I don't make $18 million a year. I'm dropping out of school. I'm just kidding. No, I graduate in August, so, you know, it is what it is. If I make it, I make it. If I don't, I'm just SOL. Well, you guys, I'm done ranting. So, thanks for listening to me for these last couple of minutes. This has been Courtney. Bye-bye.